Friday, it is the beginning of the State Fair of Texas. And we have the master of ceremonies that will kick it all off, Donovan Lewis, right with us.
MC for the opening ceremony.
Well, I like to call it MC of the entire thing.
No, not of the entire fair.
Sure. So what I have found fascinating about this for you is that you wanted to look the part.
Yes.
And you have gone about really gearing up to present yourself as State Fair Donnie, in a sense, like a Ken doll, but State Fair Donnie.
Yeah, I have, because I do want to, look the part, and I want to blend in, and at first I was thinking, I'll just do, I'll be who I am, maybe just wear a nice pair of pants and a jacket or whatever, But I thought, no, this is the fair, and this is what they do, so I'm not going to try and go out and look like Big Tex, but I did want to just I wanted to lean into it, because this is really cool for me. And they've had the same gentleman, and forgive me, I do not remember his name.
Patrick Mahomes.
Carissa will tell me. He's been doing this for the last 30 years and decided to retire.
Okay, that guy.
So now that's when they asked me if I wanted to do it, because they know my love for the fair, and my gosh, this is great. So yes, I'm leaning into it. I know I'm going to be nervous. I had my first meeting yesterday at the Great State Fair of Texas as we went over how the evening is going to go. So I will be honest with you, I've never attended the opening ceremonies before, because I've never been to the State Fair on opening day, but it starts at 6:45 on the dot, 6:45 p.m. They have a ceremony where they'll have a ribbon cutting, they'll do a couple of dedications and all these other things, a few other people will speak, and then they'll cap it off with some fireworks, like right at 7:15, right when the sky is going to be the perfect shade. Okay. To see fireworks. And my part is mainly at the beginning of the ceremony and pretty much at the very end, as the program's going on in the middle. So yes, I did want to look the part. And I've never owned a pair of boots. I've never owned a cowboy hat. And so we've remedied that.
We have.
At the Carissa from the State Fair, who comes up and will do the food tasting with us. She's the queen of the fair in my eyes. She came and said, hey, you know what? We'll have a hat for you. So go and get your head sized just to see what size you'll wear, and we'll see if we have something for you. And I did. And there's a boot city or something not too far away from my house. And I asked, hey, do you guys measure
heads?
Heads?
You guys do heads and feet in here? Both?
And she said, yeah, no, but there are some hats you can try on to see which one will fit you. And I went, huh, that makes sense. Thank you. So went over there and tried on some hats and found the one that fit. And Carissa said, yeah, we have one, and brought it to us. Good looking hat. So now it's time to get boots.
Yeah, it is.
And I've never owned a pair of boots in my life. When I was in high school, the snakeskin boot was all the rage. Like all the cool dudes had a pair of snakeskin boots with, the tight jeans, and they just walked like they were bow-legged, everything.
Starch them jeans.
Oh, of course they did. Yeah. But I never owned a pair until the fine folks at Rujo said, you know what? We heard that you didn't. Let's see if we can change this. Come on. Let's see if we can get you a good pair of boots. Went, okay. But I'm only going to do it if I can bring my buddy Matt along, because he needs to hold my hand through this. And they said, well, heck yeah, bring him along also.
Well, yeah.
So we went.
It was a week ago.
And looked at some boots from Rujo, and let me tell you, walk in, that store smells.
It's amazing.
Delicious.
Yeah, it's great.
It's awesome.
The smell of boots, leather shoes, all that is so pleasing to the old nose.
Because had you ever even been in a boot shop?
I just had no need to even. That was strange. Yeah,
it's a weird question.
Have you ever been?
I'd never owned boots before either.
Like, I could tell about halfway through it, so I'm like, a boot shop? I don't know if that's right.
No, I've been inside plenty of shoe stores, but I don't know if they sold boots. I didn't even care. I didn't even look that way. But definitely a distinct smell, and just the different styles and types that you have. It's about all what you want, and I don't know. I don't know what I want.
Yeah, it was nuts, too, because they had a lady there that knew everything about every pair of boots. Because I had no concept of boots either. And I was like, well, how do they fit? And what's the difference in the toe? Does it smash your toes together? I don't know. She's explaining all that. And they had python skin, water snake skin, some sort of like super soft goat skin, alligator skin, ostrich. I think, do they have rattlesnake skin? They had elephant skin coming, but he didn't have it in stock the day that we were there.
It's amazing. It's amazing to see what you can do with
like it
the
was
skin
unbelievable.
Of an animal and a boot.
And they all have a different
feel, texture.
Right.
It's incredible, just the variety of it. But we did, I did, and Matt did also decide and settle on a nice pair that I have for the opening ceremonies.
And they look great. His are
pretty
like
sweet.
All black, and they look badass.
Pretty sweet.
And we were in there just in shorts, walking around in these boots.
I felt like a co-ed going to a college football game.
But man,
what skin did you go with?
Oh, that's good.
You
question.
Got alligator, didn't you? Didn't you get the caiman?
Yes, that's what
caiman,
I got.
Caiman, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
So caiman skin.
I will rock
smaller
those.
Alligator.
Rock those Friday. But every pair of jeans that I own, they aren't boot cut. And I can't have my boots inside of my jeans inside of my boots. That's not a look for me. That's not real. Big Tex would never do anything like that.
They might not let you perform the ceremony.
I was thinking about it. I asked if I could wear joggers, kind of like, you know, Mike McDaniel or Aaron Glenn.
Call you the nerd ass cowboy.
Yeah, Carissa said, well, that would be a decision.
I don't know if that
if you
would
wanted
work.
To do that, it would be a very curious decision.
Joggers with your boots and a cowboy hat.
I was kidding. I wouldn't do that. Yes, I was kidding.
Yeah, we were told at the boot store. We were over there at Rujo, and they were like, yeah, you don't want to wear shorts when you're out and about with your boots on.
No, of course not.
I was like yeah,
no
I don't
kidding,
think we
dude.
We're not going to a football
I
game.
Right.
You're not a 20-year-old chick.
You're right.
That was
right.
funny, though. Yeah.
Yeah, they had to just remind us, please don't wear shorts with these.
They were
not with our boots.
I'm fine.
It's wild to think, though, the knowledge that people have, and it's probably this way with the cowboy hats, because I've never owned a cowboy hat either. Their knowledge of boots is it's unbelievable. Like, you could ask them any question, even, and I probably asked the dumbest questions ever.
No,
shockingly.
No, I was there, so I'm pretty sure my questions
I couldn't figure
were
out
way
how
dumber.
They had these things to take your boots off. I was like, how do you use this? I have no clue.
And it's not a dumb question if you've never owned a pair.
I know, but man.
Yeah, and then they went, yeah, you just do this. Like, I've never seen that before. I have no clue.
Did they have the little stick to help you put them on to slide your heel
down
the back?
No, it's not a stick thing.
It's something fancier.
Right, it's very fancy.
Even more fancy than the boots.
I know how to describe it to you. I wish I could. It was a boot taker offer thing. I don't know what I mean.
That's the official name that you can look up on Amazon to get a boot taker offer.
And I could not for the life of me figure out how to use it. The guy showed
me. You were struggling with that.
I almost fell over. I was like, I can't do this.
So now I do have a pair of boot cut jeans that I bought. I'm going to get a shirt today. It's not going to be a fancy smancy like snap on.
What? You're not getting a pro snap?
Because they want me to wear a jacket.
Oh.
And I feel like,
you can wear a pearl snap with the jacket.
Yeah, just I feel like if I'm just going to wear the pearl snap, I want it just to be on the outside so everybody can get a good look at it. So it's just a plain white button-down shirt. I think that will go good with the jeans and the boots. And I have to find a jacket to go with it also. But I'm ready to go. I will totally take pictures and post those on social media because...
Well, hold on. You're not coming up here Friday dressed out, ready to go on Friday for the show?
No.
What?
My responsibility started at 6:45 p.m. I'm not going to wear that all day.
You got to be prepared.
We need a preview.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where you'll get a picture.
But what if it looks bad and you won't know?
It won't.
You got to wear
it. It won't look bad at all.
The boots and the cowboy hat, at least.
Right. And your bolo tie.
I don't have a bolo tie.
Did you get the belt with the big belt buckle?
No.
Oh,
no,
you got to get a belt buckle.
The letter D in Old English letters.
Dude.
On the front of the gold
okay,
belt buckle.
Okay, so if they ask me back next year, I'll do that. Okay. I'll have the big belt buckle, but I'm not prepared now for the big belt buckle.
You got 48 hours.
What about an alligator skin belt with maybe a six-shooter holster on it?
You're very familiar with your holster section of your body.
What's your cowboy name?
that's why I practice every night when I go to bed. Okay. You want me to look like Woody from Toy Story?
Yes.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Cowboy Donnie sounds cool, but you need a cool cowboy name.
Yeah, I don't have a cowboy name. Like, we're working on everything, but we still have time.
We'll figure it out.
But I will send you guys the preview even before I post it. Every single one of you will be on the thread so you can see Cowboy Donnie before he leaves the house to go to the fair. And I know traffic is going to be bad. It's a Friday. It's going to be opening day. So I'm going to leave so early, you would think I was going to be on the pigskin panel. of the muses. I want to make sure that I'm there on time.
Okay. Except you're fully clothed.
Yes, I will have clothes on. And maybe...
Did you get chaps?
For the pigskin panel next week that I'm on, what if I wear my boots and my hat? Because I have to come up here in person. I can't do it from home anymore.
The boots are slick.
They are really, really slick.
So, I mean, slick, slick.
I got thank you to Ruho Boots for saying, man, we need to get you your first pair of boots. I have those.
Yeah, they were awesome.
I got the jeans from Lucchese, and the hat is a Stetson. So I'm mixing brands, but I'm feeling really good about what's going to happen Friday evening. So if you're at the fair for the first day and you're going opening day and you're going to be there in the evening time, it's in front of the Hall Estate building, 6:45 on the button, the opening ceremonies, and I am your master of ceremony for that. So I'm pumped, man. As they were going through everything, I was getting a little more nervous because they even said, oh, it's not like you're going to be nervous or anything. It's like, yeah, right? I am.
You got to figure out what kind of cowboy voice you want to use. All right, y'all.
I can't. No, I'm not doing that.
It's Donnie. Cowboy Donnie here to welcome you in.
I'm not trying to sell chili.
Have you tried chewing tobacco yet?
Oh, that would be. What if I just take a big old spit right before I talk? I would throw up and pass out if I put that in my mouth before I
step up there. What kind of horse are you taking to get there?
I don't know.
Probably a Mustang.
Well, you do have a horse.
Yes. I just have to pick out my horse when I ride up there.
Oh, awesome would that be. To see. If the state fair is like, oh, I got to get you a horse.
Then I have to ride him home. I'm on 30 going home. Go around. Go around. I'm only in the right lane, though. I'm observing the slower traffic will stay right. Well. And then I put the hand up if I'm turning.
Donnie Earp.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that. All right, so Friday, State Fair of Texas. If you're there for the opening ceremonies, please come on out and support. It is going to be a fun time.